Thank you for joining us today with Meet Me at the Diner. We have John Holloway today. We're going to be talking about Click 646. Here is your host. Hello, Ann.
Hello there, Andy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Well, we are going to be having a great conversation. We are fortunate to have captured John Holloway in the studio here today. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing well, Ann. Thanks for having me back.
Well, it is good to see you here. It's been a while since you've been on with us.
It has been, but it's always around the next corner.
It is. And you've been very busy. You know, years ago when we first started, when you were doing your concerts there, you told me about this project that you wanted to do with having art on the outside walls of the buildings and hanging from trees and everything. And that's not exactly what you're doing, but it's along that line.
It is. And it's been a year in the making for Click 646 is coming up October 16th and 17th. And I'm really excited that we'll have this event in Greenwood.
That's right. And of course, you named it 646 for the
zip code.
The zip code. There you go. And I know you're excited. This is something, of course, photography is your heart.
It is. It is.
And you are now not only have your studio and have individual commissions and stuff that you do, but you are working at Lander.
I've been a part of Lander, and it's a wonderful university for the last 2 years. And the wonderful thing for me is all the students are really excited about Click. They've put together a beautiful show, and we're doing lots of fun and creative photography assignments at Lander.
Wow. You know, I bet that makes you stretch a little bit each time, because as students come up, they view things differently. And, of course, you look at them and you go, wow, I never thought about that.
Well, it's really wonderful to see a student start out and have not realize their potential. Mm-hmm. And then slowly discover who they are and let their camera become a voice, and just to see how passionate they are about it is very rewarding.
Well, that's terrific. So, but you've had to cut down a little bit on your travel.
I have a little bit. I'm concentrating on Lander and studio staying busy, so lots going on here. I do have one travel trip planned. We're going to Ireland for spring break, and I'm taking a group of 8 students, and Bob Poe is going to help being an instructor, and he's wonderful, so we're really excited about that.
Wow, that sounds great. So in the spring, you'll be going to Ireland.
That's right.
Ah, okay. Well, listen, tell us a little bit about your book, Beautiful Places. That has been did you ever think it was such a timely project with Burns doing his national park study and all the emphasis on the parks, and here we have right here in South Carolina our own book on the parks.
Well, it's the Beautiful Places book that just came out a month ago. It's a wonderful celebration of South Carolina. There's 47 incredible parks around the state, and the system is a well thought out system that has a staff that cares and is willing to be naturalists and park rangers and show you and take you places. It's just a true asset to South Carolina.
Well, how long did it... Now, you did all the pictures in the book. Now, how long did it actually take you to do all the pictures?
Well, I was on the road for probably a year and a half documenting the different parks. And a lot of the parks I would make multiple visits to. Some parks I had to go back 2 or 3 times. So it was a pretty long journey, and it was a process of about 3 years in the making to get this off the press, but now it's in all the major bookstores all over the state. There's also a website called beautifulplacesalliance.com, and it's just a wonderful celebration of South Carolina.
It certainly is, and you know, what a great Christmas gift. Now, how much does this book actually sell for, John?
It is $34.95, and it is available at Meridian or from me directly at Sundance Gallery.
And I guess you sign it for people too.
Oh, sure. I can personalize it. That's not a problem.
But what a great way to let people see what a beautiful state South Carolina is.
It really is. We have such a diverse state from the mountains to the coast and the Piedmont in between. Our topography is really quite diverse. And when you're in the mountains of South Carolina, it really does not feel like you're in the mountains. Up around Caesar's Head, Table Rock, Jones Gap. Just all these little hidden treasures. Some of the state parks are as small as 35 acres, and some are thousands of acres. So there's something there for everyone.
Did you have a favorite place you liked of all the places you went to?
For me, it was a unique experience because I got to go to all 47 state parks. And there's some wonderful cabins you can stay in that are very inexpensive. But they all were different and special, and I really just enjoyed the park that I was in at the moment.
Well, now, you've done stuff out at Yellowstone Park. You've been to, you've been all over traveling. What do you think about what South Carolina has to offer? You know, you've been everywhere, so what can you say? Should we take a back seat?
Well, there's no place like home. And I think South Carolina...
Right.
I think South Carolina is just, it's an incredible state. And as the state becomes more populated with urban sprawl and as our cities become more congested, these state parks are going to even be a more vital asset to the people. And it allows people just to get away and decompress and relax and spend time with family. I remember as a child growing up and, you know, going to a state park with my grandfather and camping and hiking the creeks. And so it's a wonderful place to build memories, to create a sense of history. They're just very special.
Sure, that's true. You know, one of the quotes in the beginning of the book, I just found this one very interesting. It says, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, that is the only thing that ever has." Now, that was said by Margaret Mead. Isn't that amazing? Amazing.
Well, that is a wonderful, you know, quote. Because I think as individuals, we all can help change the world. And if we all do the right thing, then change is very simple.
And boy, don't we need some change. So,
in a few different areas, we do. Yeah.
We could all be committed to certain areas and right. See if we can roll that big stone up the mountain here.
Right.
But, you know, I just wanted to spend a few minutes talking about some of the pictures that are in here. Nice history's been done. But I love this one where you were down at Hunting Island State Park, and it was nighttime, and you could see the stars in this photograph. It just looks almost surreal.
Well, that's the Hunting Island Lighthouse, and I wanted to create an image that, you know, lighthouses are typically, they do their work at night.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a long exposure that I actually painted with light. I have a light that I can take with me. It's just a simple Q-beam.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking through the scene, painting the white fence, painting the actual lighthouse, and then all the images, the stars you can see behind the lighthouse.
So. I think that's what makes it so amazing, that the stars actually show up in the picture.
Right. It's really a wonderful, wonderful photograph.
It is. There's lots of great photographs in here, but I just picked out a few that I really liked. And one of the things that down there at Edisto Beach with the sunrise, you know, I've sat on the beach and watched the sunrise. It is just a fabulous sight.
It's always nice to be out and see the sun just barely peek its head above the horizon and then come up. And it goes so fast. And I love the moment where it separates from the water, where mm-hmm. It's like dripping out of the surf.
Yes.
And also, I don't know if you've ever seen the green flash. It's sunset. Sometimes you can see a tiny little green flash right when the sun goes down. So that's a neat experience.
So this is a great book. And if you're looking for something that would make a fabulous Christmas gift, or somebody's thinking about retiring and you want to entice them to come to South Carolina.
Well, I think it's a wonderful gift for South Carolina for corporate gifts. It shows the state very well. But for Christmas, I've had lots of brides that get them for weddings because mm-hmm. It has a lot of negative space that people can write on. It's just a celebration of South Carolina.
That's right. And we are very blessed to be here. I like this one more picture I'm going to talk about here. I love this one with the osprey, with the prey, with the sun in the background there at Santee State Park.
That was at Santee. Mm-hmm. And there were probably 5 ospreys that were fishing. The wind was blowing in some bait. So mm-hmm. They were working the shoreline. And that was nice because I set up a 600mm, specifically went ahead and exposed it for the sun. And about an hour and a half later, the osprey came along with a fish, and I had 3 frames, and that was the frame where it was right in front of the sun. So it's
cool,
a really
picture, John.
Yeah, wonderful. And this book, too, you know, we had some great corporate sponsors. Fuji
mm-hmm.
has been a huge sponsor in this book in terms of bringing it to life, and also BMW. So just 2 really wonderful corporate.
2 of our big companies here in South Carolina.
That's right.
Thank you for coming on board for this project.
That's right.
And when you buy a book, you're supporting the state parks?
You are supporting the state parks. All the proceeds from the book go back into the state parks, so it does not disappear into some state fund. It's all actually going back to help manage the resources, the natural resources that we have in South Carolina.
Well, that's terrific. You know, one of the other things I like about it, I mean, one of the things we are very fortunate with is to have so many state parks right in our area.
Well, a lot of people think that they have to travel. You have to cross the Mississippi to see something wonderful, but You know, there's beauty right outside your back door if you just take a moment, and within probably 30 minutes of everyone, they could be at a state park.
That's right. So from 96 to McCormick, I mean, you know, you're right. We're right here in the midst of it.
That's right.
So anyways, a great book by the one and only John Holloway here, Beautiful Places. What was that? We used to have a license plate. Beautiful Places, Smiling Faces.
Smiling Faces, right.
And I think they did away with that one, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't, well,
I don't know why.
Maybe the smile part.
Smile, yeah. So. We're not smiling anymore. All right, well, anyways, we are going to be talking about Click 646. This is a huge, huge undertaking. And John, as always, has taken on the project and is making it happen. It's not this weekend. It is next weekend. So when we come back after a word from our sponsors, we're going to be talking about Click 646.
Do you have clunker jewelry? You know, the jewelry that just doesn't shine anymore. The jewelry which has seen its better days. Wish you could have a new piece of jewelry without all the maintenance of your older, wore-out jewelry. Well, just like the auto industry, Sharp Facets Gallery, that's SFG, has its own jewelry clunker trade-in program. Receive maximum trade-in against our How Low Can We Go pricing at SFG, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
We're getting ready to talk about 646. We did have a call come in about Beautiful Places, where you can buy it, and is he autographing it? And the answer to that question is?
At Meridian,
mm-hmm.
here locally, or
next
at the gallery,
to, yeah.
You bet. And if you want to call the gallery at 227-1188, we will be glad to personalize any book, so yes. It's not a problem.
And if you want to personalize more than one?
That's not a problem.
Give him the list, and
yeah.
You can have your Christmas or your
right.
corporate gift giving. All that kind of stuff can be taken care of with this book.
And they're also at the bookstore
mm-hmm.
in McCaslin's.
Okay.
So, but we can personalize them down at Meridian and at Sundance Gallery.
That's right. And the books are $34.95.
Correct.
So, and you can be assured that the money is going back to the state parks, which makes you feel really good to know that you're helping keep our state parks in good shape.
That's right.
That's right. So that's a great thing. It's Beautiful Places. It's only been out for about, what, a month?
It came out the first part of September.
That's right.
And it's in all the, you know, it's in the Books A Million, Walton Books. It's all across the state and can be ordered, you know, directly through the website, too. But
sure. But yeah. If you want that personalized service.
That's not a problem. We'll sign it to each and every one.
Okay, well, that sounds great. But anyways, you'll need one of these at Beautiful Places. You'll probably need more than one, truthfully, when you start thinking about people who would enjoy seeing this. And what a great way to be able to showcase your photography to people that don't know John Holloway's photography.
It's a good venue.
Yes, so if you've been telling people about John Holloway and how fortunate we are to have John Holloway here in Greenwood over there with Sundance Studio, and of course, you worked so hard and got the Meridian going. How are things going over there at the Meridian?
The Meridian's, it's going well. There's 12 wonderful artists, and the space is full, and it's just nice to have an environment where people can be creative and bounce ideas off each other. We're getting ready to put up the Lander University student show, the Loop show, this afternoon. So in about an hour, I'm meeting all my students over there. We're going to hang the show and light it, and I think they're going to paint the walls a little bit, too.
Paint the walls, too,
so,
okay, with light.
That's right.
That sounds great. Hey, you know, one of the things that I like so much that y'all did is during the Festival of Flowers, the giant dragonfly out there on the side of the building. This is off the subject, but I got to say, when I saw that, I was like, wow.
Yeah, that was the Meridian just came together, and it was a wonderful project. It'll probably come down this week and go into has to molt.
Molt.
And then it comes back out and chases mosquitoes next year. So, and we're going to add some things next year because they've the Festival of Flowers has done a wonderful job, and Kay's done a wonderful job with the topiaries.
Sure. But that was such a nice addition, and it was just a silent addition. You know, you'd just be driving down, and then you'd go, wow, and I started talking about it on the radio. You know, you got to go down and see the side wall there. It's happening.
Right, right. It was a silent 400-pound addition. Once it got wet, I was like, how are we getting that up there? So, yeah.
But anyways, that was very cool. But today we're talking about Click 46. This has actually been a dream of yours to pull this together.
Well, it's really all the organizations in Uptown Greenwood, from the museum to the federal building to the community theater. Sundance and Meridian, we're all working together to make this happen. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of this project is we're bringing in three international photographers. We have Joyce Tennyson, who is one of the top 10 women photographers of all time. Christina Mittermeier, who's the director of the ILCP, is coming in from Washington. And Keith Cardwell will hop on a plane from England next week and fly across the pond and be here and show work from... I spent time with Keith in Cuba, so I'm sure he's bringing some Cuba work, some China work. He's an amazing black and white photographer.
Well, you did a whole exposé on Cuba. And when I saw that, I said, I bet that's how, bet there was some correlation
right there.
We
shared a cigar.
Shared a cigar?
That's right. So, and Keith is great, but it's just, this event, Anne, is not about shutter speeds and f-stops. It's more about concepts that are world concepts, sharing different religions, different cultures with Greenwood. So I think visually it's going to be a wonderful journey if you come and see this work.
Wow, that's great. Now, I was reading about the exhibit titled Borderlands, and it's known as a rave. What's a rave? I've heard of these dances called a rave or something.
Right.
What's this?
Well, the ILCP, which is comprised of the best conservation photographers in the world, mm-hmm. It's a very elite group. They have RAVES, which is a rapid assessment visual expedition, where they go into areas that are struggling, that may be threatened through either development or pollution, and they, in about a week, create a body of work that can go up and go on an exhibit, that can be taken to Congress, that can be shown around the world. So it's an elite group of photographers that go in to create a story in a threatened area.
So it's not like waiting 6 months to get answers back. They can do it in a week.
Right. I mean, this exhibit, it was just out, the exhibit that's going up at the Federal Building. It's called Borderlands, and it's an exhibit that asks the question about the fence going up between the United States and Mexico. Mm-hmm. So it kind of tells
that
story.
It's a controversial story.
It is. It's a very expensive project.
Mm-hmm.
And... the question is, does it really solve any problems? So that will be at the Federal Building, and it's a beautiful, they've got some beautiful portraits and animals, and just it's really a visual journey, especially if you can walk around and look at the title cards.
Well, okay. So that'll be going on at the Federal Building. Now, who is the person that's in charge of that or is working with that?
With the Federal Building?
Mm-hmm.
Christina's coming in to do that presentation. What we have with CLIC is we have the keynotes. I will speak Friday night, and Christina will speak Friday night starting at 7.
And where will you be speaking at?
That's at the Greenwood Community Theater. Bess has been wonderful, and they have been great to work with. That will actually host the keynote mm-hmm. presenters. The museum will have a regional show, and we had entries from New York and Washington and Maine. So that exhibit is going up in the museum. The Federal Building will have the ILCP exhibit, Borderlands. Meridian will have the student show from Lander, and they've worked really hard on that. And then my gallery will actually have the State Park Beautiful Places show.
So you'll actually have pictures from the book on display, pictures, I would presume.
And they're on there. And so what we're doing on Friday night is we're having a gallery walk. Mm-hmm. All the venues will be catered. So there'll be food, and it'll just be a very festive evening.
Is there a charge for this?
Well, there's really three ticket prices.
Okay.
You can buy a Discovery Pass, which is $75, but that gets you into everything all weekend. That gets you into the three keynote speakers, the gallery's reception on Friday night. There's two independent films we're showing on Saturday. There's a really fun party at the studio starting Saturday night around 9:30 or 10 with the Groove Mules out of North Carolina, a great band.
The what?
The Groove Mules. It's this old rock and roll. It's going to be fun. So the Discovery Pass gets you into everything, mm-hmm. to all the events. There's also a gallery walk pass, so on Friday night, you can come and enjoy all the galleries and the catered mm-hmm. Event, and it's only $25.
Okay.
And then a lot of events, some events are free. The street is always free. People are more than welcome to come up and down the street. Eddie Shaw at Lander University and the AV team they're going to be a tremendous asset to this. They are coming over to light the street. So on Friday night, the street and all the trees will be different colors. We'll be projecting images on buildings. We're showing the Palmetto Portrait Project, which is an incredible group of portraits from around the state.
Wow.
And we'll have a food court Saturday night where people can come and eat.
Hey, we're going to have to hear a word from South Carolina News. We'll be back in just a minute, but don't you go away. I'm here with John Holloway learning all about Click 646, so don't you go away. Do you need to drum up more business? Tired of your advertising dollars going up in smoke? Then advertise on WLMA 1350 AM, the station that everybody tunes into to be in the know. For more info, call 229-7984.
You are with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. We have John Holloway with us in the studios today talking about Click 646. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're back here. I tell you what, we've had some questions come in about Click 646. It's time to get really ramped up and excited about this event, isn't it, John?
It is the week before, and we need your support.
That's right. So now, where can people actually buy tickets to this event?
Well, the Greenwood Community Theater has been wonderful. They're the ticket outlet.
Okay.
So you can either drop by the Greenwood Community Theater and buy tickets at the box office,
mm-hmm.
or you can go to our website and purchase tickets through eTix. The only thing about eTix is you have the covered surcharge. I mean, I went through eTix and paid, and you have a surcharge per ticket.
Right.
And then you will bring that the day of the event and actually get, we've made some really neat passes.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Discovery Pass and then the Gallery Walk Pass that you will have on a around your neck, so that'll get you into everything.
That's great. Now, of course, you can probably also call the theater and 229-5704, 229-5704, and if they're not there, leave a message that you want to get the ticket, and they'll call you back.
Right, and and then look at their hours and just go by there and just go ahead and get your tickets. Discovery passes will probably sell out, so I would recommend getting your tickets this week. We've sold a good many, and we have plenty of gallery walks. That's not a problem. And a lot of events, and too, are free. You know, the street is free to come to. And Saturday night, all the gallery venues are free to go into. They will just not have the catered event. But we have two wonderful bands also that will be outside, one outside the Federal Building, one down on the street because we're blocking off Oregon Street. Joyce Tennyson's event, Saturday afternoon at 3:00. One of the top 10 women photographers in the world, her event at the community theater is also free. Canon, the Explorers of Light, was mm-hmm. the sponsor. So that event is free Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Wow. So this is really a really upscale event you've brought here.
Well, I think visually it'll be kind of a visual smorgasbord for people to be able to walk around and see all the different things that we're doing and from projecting images on buildings. And this will provide us with a good template if we can continue to do this in future years. I think it'll be a destination for the Southeast where we'll actually pull in a lot of people from across the state and across state lines to come to this event.
Well, you know, I think it's really terrific that you've been able to put it together because this is something you had talked about, and to be able to see a project finally coming to fruition, how does it make you feel?
It feels great, and it's just been a wonderful collective effort. This would not have been possible without the support from the museum and the Greenwood Community Theater and the Arts Council.
And I'm sure the city.
The city of Greenwood has been wonderful. Charlie has been great. So. Kelly, the Chamber of Commerce, so everybody, there's so many people to mention that have been wonderful that have made this happen. We've had a great team of that we get together once a month and talk about ideas and discussions, and it's been a really just a super journey.
Well, that's right, and it is coming up next weekend. Now, that's Friday and Saturday, correct?
Correct, Friday and Saturday, Uptown Greenwood. We are blocking off Oregon Street, so we'll be projecting images on buildings, lighting the trees, and it'll be at 5 different venues.
So you don't want to miss this event. You want to make sure you go ahead and get your tickets. You can get them at the theater. over there at Greenwood Community Theater. If you want to give them a call, 229-5704. And if they're not there, here's the word. They will call you back. So leave a telephone number so they can call you back. And just go ahead, because really it says you'll save $20 if you went to all the events. It would cost you $95.
Right, if you break all the events out, the Discovery Pass saves you $20. If you're a student, like students at Lander can buy a Discovery Pass for $50, or military with a military ID. So that saves you actually $45. But we've tried
John,
to add
we're
a lot of value.
All our life.
That's
John,
right.
We are all students.
Right.
Are you sure we can't all get them for $50?
You can.
All right. Well, anyways, this is a great event. Tell us a little bit about now the Keith Cardwell. He's going to have a display of...
He's bringing some of his images over that will be on display in the museum, and he is actually judging the juried show for the museum.
And where is the juried show actually be at?
It's upstairs at the museum.
Now, also upstairs at the museum, well, they still have those wonderful photographs from down there on the coast.
They do, and that's a collection that we carried over. That we carried over for a month, and it's a wonderful collection of images.
I love that exhibit. Mm-hmm. And the cameras. They've got some great old cameras up there, too.
They do, so it just fits perfectly.
So, but this isn't really about learning how to take pictures. This is more about just soaking in the images that you see.
Right. If you love a good movie, you're going to love Click. It's more about the visuals and just spending time with friends and looking at concepts and, you know, experiencing the world right in Uptown Greenwood.
That's right. In fact, let's see, there's going to be one of the groups. In fact, I'm going to do an interview with them, the Two Men Group?
Yeah, there's two wonderful bands that are coming.
But I think that's the name of one of them. I'm going to interview them. And then, of course, Shrimp City Slim is coming up with his guitarist, and they're going to be playing, I think they're playing at Howard's.
I think so. And yes. Howard is actually coming over, and we're doing a bar out in the courtyard at the Federal Building.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be nice.
Yes. So, and it's nice that you're doing it in the fall where it's a little cooler. And it gets dark a little earlier.
That was a consideration with projecting images on buildings. What'll be really great to see is you'll go into the keynote presentation at 7. You'll probably come out around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then the street will be totally transformed, so it will totally look different.
Wow.
When you go in and come out.
Wow. All right, well, it's coming up. It is next weekend. It is something. Now, how long have you actually been working on this project?
Well, we pulled together the group probably the first of the year, so we've been working on this for about 9 months.
Wow, that's still pretty fast to put together and be able to get all these great photographers. Of course, that takes connections, right?
Right. It does to have, you know, three of the best photographers in the world that will come here. Speaks a lot for Greenwood.
It certainly does. So this is going on. They're going to have a lot of good photographers going on. John's going to be at Sundance. You're going to have all of some big pictures of what's in your book.
We do. We have the State Park exhibit at Sundance. I'm also, for the keynote presentation, I'll be showing the hospice care project that I recently did this spring.
Just
put it together to a slideshow, which I think is very moving. So I'll be sharing that. We'll have a book signing at the studio probably Saturday morning, and then Keith will be signing prints and selling some prints. So there'll be lots for everyone.
Lots for everyone. Now, Joyce Tennyson, described as one of the 10 most influential female photographers in history.
She is.
In history.
Joyce, her work speaks for itself. She has... you know, a dozen books out, and just really some beautiful portraits and a lot of different, you know, abstract portrait work.
That's right. So is she giving any speeches?
She is. She is one of the keynote speakers, and she is actually free, and she is speaking Saturday afternoon at 3:00 at the community theater.
Okay.
And that will be just, you know, seating available, first come, first serve.
That's right. They only have 300 seats.
That's right. So bring all your friends.
There you go. Come in. And I'm sure, you know, she's got books and everything. I presume you'll be able to talk to her afterwards.
And she'll be here. She's actually, her and Christina are flying in on Thursday. So they'll actually be here Friday they'll be around for the gallery openings. So that'll be a wonderful time to come and meet them. And if you have her book and want her to sign it, I'm sure she will. And So that's just a good opportunity to meet these photographers one-on-one.
All right, well, we're going to talk some more about this. When we come back, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. But anyways, don't go away, because it's going to be a fun event, and I have captured John Holloway right here on Meet Me at the Diner. So we'll be back in just a moment.
What's up at Sharp Facets Gallery? Absolutely nothing. Our prices are so low, 40 to 70% off. Don't miss the opportunity to lay away for Christmas, anniversary, birthdays, or whatever occasion is coming up. Remember, what's up at Sharp Facets Gallery? Absolutely nothing! Call us today, 229-6613, 1220, Bypass 72, Greenwood.
I tell you what, we've had a lot of calls coming in. People are saying they didn't really understand what 646 is, click 646, so it's a good thing you came on to explain it here.
Well, it is, because I think there is some misconceptions about click 646. It's not a weekend just for photographers, it's a weekend for everyone. Just to come out and experience the world and see great images. If you haven't experienced a really wonderful slideshow, in 20 minutes it will take you places, it will put you on the edge of your seat. And these photographers have just incredible work and stories to share. Keith said he gave an exhibit at the National Portrait Gallery in England about a month ago and had a standing ovation for 10 minutes. Wow. So they truly will take you places. So it's more of a weekend to celebrate with your friends and experience just a wonderful festival that's somewhat new in Greenwood.
Oh, it's absolutely new.
Right.
It's the first one. And
yeah,
it's all about visual.
Right. And it's all about transforming an area into something wonderful. And hopefully the uptown area will be just a true experience where on Saturday night when it's all over, you're thinking that was an amazing weekend.
Well, I think, you know, it takes people with vision to do things a little bit different, John. And you definitely had a vision, and you've pulled it together with a lot of help, and it's terrific. Now, you have some big sponsors helping on this?
So, well, a lot of the we do have some sponsors, and but we really, Ann, wanted to open this up to the public.
Okay.
And, you know, just to see if the public will help support this. So we're really counting on the Discovery Passes selling, mm-hmm. and all the money goes into the city of Greenwood. They have the account, so all that runs through them because they have the accountants, and they've been a tremendous asset to this whole project.
So you don't have to worry about any of this kind of stuff, huh, John?
That's right. That's right. And Caps of Gel was a wonderful supporter, and so we do have the support in Greenwood, and just want to thank really all the participants on the team that have helped put this together from
the
city.
Well, you know, that is one of the things that we have here in Greenwood. We have a lot of people that are committed to making Greenwood great.
It is. It's really a wonderful place to live. I love Greenwood, and I would not rather live any place in the world.
Wow, that's quite a statement, because you've been a lot of places there, John.
But it's always, it's good to be back here.
It is good.
Dreamwood.
Dreamwood.
That's right.
Well, anyways, we're here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have John here. We had some questions coming in. We're going to talk about it on the morning show. John Markey says, can you talk about it on the morning show? Absolutely, we'll be talking about that. John Lumley, will there be works to buy? He says, in Charlottesville, you can buy lots of signed works. And are you giving any discounts to those over 65 called senior citizens?
Well, Charlottesville has an event called Look. And it's a wonderful event that Nick Nichols, one of the geographic photographers, put together. Hopefully we'll get bigger in the future and have more things for sale. A lot of the prints and all the galleries will be for sale. I know my work's for sale and the Loops exhibit's for sale. And all the exhibit work is priced. And I think Keith Cardwell's bringing some really wonderful prints for sale. So there'll be some options if you would like to purchase and collect. Because, you know, collecting photography is a wonderful thing where you can have this print that you can interact with and that has a lot of value. So,
well, not only that, what a great time to be, I hate to be saying it, but Christmas gifts.
Oh, it is. Yes.
It's a wonderful time to be able to look at that. And, of course, your book is going to be available right there at Sundance, $34.95,
and I'll probably have a book signing that Saturday. And I know the students that have put together the Loops show at Meridian, they have some wonderful work, and I actually let them price all their work. So all their work is so reasonable. I mean, big prints for $100, you know?
Wow.
And I told them, well, you need to think about that. You probably have $80 in it, and you're going to sell it for $100. But they'll,
Marketing 101.
That's right. So they have some very reasonable work that's really, really good.
Now, why are you calling it Loop?
Loop's a term where you used to loop things. It's a magnifier
in
black and white where we would look at negatives. So it's just it's a group of about 15 advanced students that are doing wonderful work all over town. A lot of them have started photographing for Greenwood Magazine. And so they're all doing just some neat projects.
That's great. That's great. Well, listen, it is going to be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. It starts Friday afternoon.
It starts around 4. The food will roll out at 5.
Well, that's the important thing, the food.
That's right. Old Main Catering is taking care of that, which is Lander. And they're going to make every venue different. Nancy at Lander's really wonderful, and they've catered stuff for me in the past, and they do a great job. So every venue will have a different feel to it.
Wow. Okay. So, and you'll actually be going on a tour of the different venues. Is that Friday night?
That is Friday night. The gallery pass for Friday night is only $25, and it allows you into the 5 different galleries up and down the streets, 2 bands that will be playing on the street. The students at Lander are actually doing a coffee bar at 10 o'clock.
Sounds good.
I think 9
to
or 10, right after the keynote presentation. They are bringing over coffee from Starbucks and actually doing a coffee bar with some desserts probably, so that's really nice. But the gallery pass is only $25 and gets you into all the different galleries
for Friday night.
Okay. So Friday night is pretty much a ticketed event in the galleries.
Okay.
Saturday night, all the galleries are free, but there's not all the really, really, really good food that will be in the galleries.
So and, for $25, you can eat well in the neighborhood.
Oh, you can eat, walk, and look. Because we, you know, down the street we have projections that we're putting in certain places. And I think it'll be just a fun time to share with your friends.
Have they actually tried any of these projections yet?
We've looked at different places at night, and we'll probably be doing that the week of. That Thursday night we'll be practicing and putting up scrims and bringing out the lights. The Eddie at Lander University has been a huge, huge supporter of this, and Lander has, and so it should be a really visual journey for everyone.
Cool. This is so great. Well, anyways, you don't want to miss it. The tickets are available at GCT, that's Greenwood Community Theater. Go by there. They're open most of the times during the day. If you can't get by or you want to give them a call, just call them 229-5704. That's 229-5704. One of the other things is you do have a website. Now, it's not a good website to read. I'll just say that. But if you want a visual journey, it's a great website.
Yes, if you go to click646.com. You can read a lot about the events that are going on and the timing of all
the
events.
Scroll through there.
Correct. So we're actually showing 2 films on Saturday, one at 10 and one at 1.
What are you showing?
A Keith Carter film who does it's just amazing work. He's from the Midwest, and he's just a phenomenal photographer showing his film. Mm-hmm. And then we're showing a Deborah Fleming Caffrey film.
Okay.
This will be its U.S. debut. It was just shown in Brazil last week. So that will actually take place at the Greenwood Community Theater at 10 o'clock and at 1 o'clock.
Wow. So it's a visual time for the senses. That's all we can say about it. There'll be good food. There'll be visual experiences all up and down uptown Greenwood.
There'll be incredible visuals, great food, and great music. On Saturday night, we're actually having a little food court in front of the federal building. We're going to have tables out there that you can dine at. So if you come Saturday night, you can actually purchase food out on the street. So it's going to be just a win-win for Greenwood and the whole community.
Wow, that's great. Is the stage going to be finished? The outside stage going to be finished? It looks like they were working furiously.
I think so. I went by the federal building yesterday, and it looks like it's going to be. something will be out there, right?
It's really looking great, isn't it?
Oh, the courtyard looks wonderful. Yeah. And that, what a tremendous asset to the community to have the Fine Arts Center in Greenwood.
Right. And you know what else is that we do need to mention is that was paid for with a grant.
Yes.
I mean, that's not mm-hmm. something that we had to spend money here. It was a grant that came in that built that.
Right.
So I think that's pretty terrific, because when you look at stuff and everybody's budget and everything, I think it's pretty tremendous you've been able to get all these people here for the budget you were talking about. Kudos to you.
So, well, it's been a challenge, but we're making it work. We just, you know, our goal this year is to break even and provide just an incredible weekend for the community and for people. I've got lots of friends actually that are coming in from out of town. I've got one couple from Anderson that was looking to relocate in Greenwood, mm-hmm. and so they were coming just to see what Greenwood was about that night. So
it's a great
drawing card for Greenwood.
That's right. And if you've got family and friends and you owe them,
right,
you owe them a visit. Hey, have them come right here to Greenwood and enjoy this event. You will really come off being super spectacular. I tell you what, you know, Jan Nichols, she says she wants to know if you're becoming Greenwood's Ansel Adams.
Well, I don't know.
Wow.
About that. Well, that's a wonderful compliment. Yeah, he was an incredible photographer.
He certainly was, but you certainly have taken it to another level. And it says, please have Ann tell when and where she has a family reunion next week. And she said this would be a great event to bring people to. She's absolutely right.
Oh, it would. And if you want to enjoy the gallery walk on Friday, you can do it very reasonably. And on Saturday, you can bring friends too and just enjoy the whole street and all the galleries.
That's right.
But really, I would try to see the keynote speakers, I think, will be something special. And, you know,
well,
a lot of people.
This could be a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Well, and they really are, because a lot of times you have to travel to New York or travel to Atlanta or travel to some of the big photography centers to see these speakers. Mm-hmm. And we are actually bringing them to Greenwood.
Do you have any problem getting them to come to Greenwood?
Just ask, please.
Please.
Right.
Use a little Southern charm, right,
that's
John?
That's right.
Well, that's great. Well, it's Click 646. Get your tickets at Greenwood Community Theater. Best value is $75 for the Discovery Pass, and it lets you in every event. So there's events to buy, but you can also pick and choose what events you'd like to go to. There is a lot of information on click646.com. God, such a wonderful thing that is going to be happening next weekend, Friday and Saturday. Don't miss it.
Well, we've tried to make it as reasonable as possible. So the Discovery Pass is your best bet, just to have unlimited access. It's almost like having a backstage pass at a function. So it's 2 days of fun and visuals. And if you use it one day and want to give it to your buddy the next day to wear, that's fine. So please come out. Also, tickets available just for Friday night's gallery walk are only $25. It's hard to go out to a restaurant and eat like you're going to be able to eat on Friday night for $25. And then Saturday is great. And Joyce Tennyson at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at the Greenwood Community Theater is free. So
wow.
If you want to see some incredible work.
That's right. Come on out. John Holloway, thanks so much for coming out here today.
Well, Ann, it's been a pleasure, and I hope to see everybody down in Uptown Greenwood on the 16th and 17th.
That's right. It's music, it's visual, it's good food. You don't want to miss it. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This is WLMA 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station. Bye-bye, Andy. We'll join the news in progress.